Hi.
This is Birds Make Birds.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford. Medford.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. We are back, and what I mean by we is it's Clef, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Freeform Tufts Radio. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. We have a few guests with us. Would you like to introduce yourself, guests?
It's Daddy J.
That's right, regular.
It's Fuego from San Diego.
That is right. We got Fuegs out in the building.
323.
We got 323, a newcomer, I believe, right?
Yeah.
And we got middleman
all the way
in the corner. I can't see him. He's behind the screen. But I can hear him, so that's all. You know, you guys can hear him too. You can't see him, so therefore we're fair, I guess, at the moment. But anyway, thank you for tuning in so far. We're going to continue on with some tunes for the time being. Thank you again for tuning in. This is Diamond Cone Trenches. You're listening to Clefsta.
Fuck. Hey, yo, all my niggas carrying the mat. Take your baby mama door and nigga where it's at. Diamond put your slim skin, apron back track. Shot him in forehead, came out the back. Oh my, all my niggas carrying the mat. Kick your baby mama door and nigga where it's at. Diamond put your slim skin, apron back track. Shot him in forehead, came out the back. Oh my, my shooter sniffing tie-dye coke. Red fat pimping, smash the wings, ski suit with no snow. Faith connection for a week straight. Yola stretches, packing up cope aesthetic. St. Laurent moccasins, flip the lever. Head wrong, press the cutting, head wrong. Sitting ringside, look like a nigga got a bed wrong. In the mess hall with a screwdriver, in case a nigga stand wrong. Off white ones at Virgil right and wrong. Cocaine pies, we doing diligence up close. 32 shots, niggas, it ain't your shit. I'm fucking ridiculous. Fisherman knife for D-block, shrimp for finger licking. All my niggas carrying the mat. Kick your baby mama door and nigga where it's at. Diamond put your slim skin, apron back track. Shot him in forehead, came out the back. Oh my, all my niggas carrying the mat. Kick your baby mama door and nigga where it's at. Diamond put your slim skin, apron back track. Shot him in forehead, came out the back. Oh my, yeah, yo, check, scales, check, Kwanzaa. I bought a whole well for my connect. Meet the black Paul Heyman. Crack crush the hood during Reagan. This for the mothers on work we was raised with. Fathers, what the fuck is that? See bacon in the church suit hat. Every color flower, but the hers was black. Mac 13s with the green beam. Balenciaga boots looking like Bruce Springsteen. St. Laurent jeans, suit, king fiends. Roll 450 in the bank. Nigga bet 20, he fucked around to 33. He got shot to the 33. Talk 15 niggas with hockey sticks. Show speak French, listen. Yo, all my niggas carrying the mat. Kick your baby mama door and nigga where it's at. Diamond put your slim skin, apron back track. Shot him in forehead, came out the back. Oh my, all my niggas carrying the mat. Kick your baby mama door and nigga where it's at. Diamond put your slim skin, apron back track. Shot him in forehead, came out the back. Oh my.
Thank you for tuning in to that. That was Middleman's choice, right, Middleman?
Yep.
And can you give a little tidbits on why you chose that?
I mean, it's kind of like, what did we call it, but we couldn't find like a real dictionary word for it?
Oh, murder rap?
Murder rap,
yeah. Yeah, it's like a renaissance of that.
Yeah, it's like bringing back like 90s rap.
It's like, yeah, it's like 90s, early 1000s. Yeah. And he became prominent around the same time one of like the godfathers of it died, which is kind of, I guess, passing the torch. I don't know. But anyway, rest in peace, Prodigy. We have, again, a new guest, 323. How does it feel so far being in this environment?
I don't know. It's, like, cool. It looks really cool. I don't know. I
didn't as in the room itself?
Yeah, like the room itself looks cool. And it's like interesting to see. Because it's only seen,
can
like,
you describe, I mean, people, you can say it looks cool, but people can't see it. So can you describe some things? What pops out? What's cool about it?
The like paintings on the wall. I don't know if they're bad or if they're good.
Yeah, there's some like amateur art on the walls of WFO that people just like painting. All over the place, right? Including the ceiling tiles, if you look up. There's every other ceiling tile is covered with drawings. And I think it's really cool.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't know. They probably got the tile down, took it with them, drew on it real quick. Yeah. Or maybe not quick. I don't know. Some of them seem kind of elaborate. And then they just put it back.
Yeah.
Probably during the summer, question mark? I don't know. I mean, but it is a... You're right. It is a rather interesting looking place. Just tag it. I mean, that's essentially what they're doing.
Oh.
It's
called art.
It's called the...
here it is.
Can anyone add to it?
I suppose. I don't know. I haven't touched...
But, like, can we touch that wall? You think that's, like, allowed? One's blank.
That one is blank. Probably not, then. It also has, like, framed pictures and stuff.
But, like, maybe just little by little. You see right there? And they're, like, almost taking over this wall. So maybe it's happening, like...
You know, actually thinking, this seems kind of planned. Maybe they decided to do this, like, at least the walls. I don't know about the ceiling,
maybe
but
they're, like, an inch every year.
Actually, yeah, maybe, you know, it's funny because... But we're describing this room. You guys can't really see what's going on. But I can describe something that's kind of similar. In high school, we had this, like, empty, like, brick wall in the parking lot. So now they let seniors paint something for each year. I believe our year was like, I don't even know the theme. It was like a concert, I think. It was like, and then the year prior was like Disney. And they have like the school art, like the people who like drew a lot in school to paint it. It was rather cool. You could sign it. I never signed my name though.
Did
you ever paint it?
No, I didn't contribute. I mean, I knew the guys. I remember I was there like hanging out one time when they were just like painting the actual like backdrop of it.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
But I never signed my name. Did you guys have anything similar for senior year? Like anything, I mean, maybe not that specifically, but like something you guys did as a school tradition or something?
We had lip dubs.
What is that?
Wait, yeah, explain that to me.
Every year or whatever, or it'd be leadership that like planned it and stuff. My school isn't that big. My school is like 500 kids, like in total, like 9 through 12. And then like we would do like a lip dub, which is like kind of like a music video, like but for the whole school, and it would kind of be like taken all in one take, so you have like people set up all throughout and a camera just like follows through it and like stuff happens.
Cute.
For like music playing.
Cute.
Yeah,
so you were in it for
I was shy though. I was like, oh.
So like, was it a choreography or something?
Yeah, like we would earn like little advisories and we would like plan something out throughout like the whole, we would all like be stationed at the school. Yeah. And then one take.
Hey, I mean, there are certain songs that have been done in one take. Radiohead did one.
Yeah, I mean, there's been, you know, one of those that's fine. But no, I do, considering about these, like, takes and thinking multiple takes or just one,
yeah.
I know a Jimi Hendrix song, I don't remember the title, but I remember there was a Jimi Hendrix song where he recorded it, I believe, like 70 times, and then he just ended up using the first take. Which is super ironic, in my opinion, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know that Radiohead song either that you're describing. Do you know which one? First take.
Yeah, they did it in one take. Like all in one take.
All in one take?
I'd have to get back with you on that.
Yeah, maybe we can.
The music video is really cool too. They like.
Oh, so okay, so it's maybe a more popular song if it has a music video.
Yeah.
Is it the one where it's like the domino effect and like stuff happens and like
there's like a
like
doll
a doll
of some
doll.
Sort, I think.
Do they have a lot of weird videos? I'm a big fan, but I can't exactly think of what he's describing. I don't know, but anyway, while we think of that and we find it, we're gonna get back to some tunes. That last song again was chosen by the one and only Middleman.
Yeah.
And thank you to all listening. The next song was chosen by me because I'm the guy who chooses the
You are my life. I have to go.
Back. In fact, we are not initially back. I need my guest 323, since this is our first time, we're going to do our sponsor. And I call it a sponsor. It's not really a sponsor. But I call it a sponsor because I get to choose the ad that gets to play. I have to play one ad for the hour for the people who know. People who listen to the show regularly know probably this ad because I play the same one. And I choose it because it's the shortest. It's also quite funny. So please pay attention and see. We'll see your thoughts. I always do this to newcomers to the show, so give your thoughts once it plays.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
We are back. Now, 323, I need to hear your input on that. What was your thoughts?
It said school is not prisons, and then it said talk to your college administrator. I don't think they said college or like school.
I think it was like school. I think it's like a high school ad, right?
It's like schoolsnotprisons.com.
It's like, and then it's like talk to your school administrators. You hear that, right?
Yeah, something like that.
I was like,
but The funny thing is, you got the end, which people usually don't pay attention to. Do you remember the beginning?
It was like alcohol and marijuana.
Yeah, it's making like a comparison. Marijuana isn't as bad or whatever.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, at the end, I mean, I say this, people who hear the show probably hear me say this thing
every time.
Every time, but I don't care because it's just the weirdest thing, and I think it's hilarious that the end thing, which is build schools, not prisons, has nothing to do with the alcohol and marijuana argument they had. Maybe it does in some capacity, but their argument does not like back that up in any way. Perhaps
it disconnects.
It does disconnect. but anyway, we're here. We're not too sure what the topics are. There's a lot of quietness from certain corners and people who feel comfortable here, but it's a weird mix of people in the room. And I don't know. I mean,
mic over here too.
Wait, you're gonna have to get a little closer to the mic.
We're sharing a mic over here, so
yeah, they are. Guys are sharing a mic, so that's what makes it tough.
What does middleman have to contribute? You know,
he said he's chilling.
I mean,
he told me to take off his mic.
Called him out.
Yo, I mean, I was just thinking about the commercial itself too, and I gotta say, the difference is the fact that people get. People used to get caught for weed, and then they'd be sentenced more so for, possession of weed than alcohol.
I mean, you can't get in trouble for possession of alcohol, can you?
You can't.
Right.
Well, you can.
Maybe in public? Well, and that's public, indecency, though. That wouldn't be the same crime, I suppose.
But it's, the harm, I guess, people getting caught for, having weed and, you know. That. Maybe that's why it's, because it leads to prison. That's,
Perhaps,
Yeah, you hear stories.
But I just don't know how building schools has to do with that still.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess...
Building more schools won't, make less people go to jail for... You have to do other things to make less people go to jail for possession of marijuana.
The idea is,
build schools doesn't, improve it.
Yeah, instead of, don't send our kids to prison for possession of weed and stuff like that. It's a little outdated.
I feel like building schools is a little...
It's a long reach, I feel.
I think, I agree. What about you, middleman? Is it a long reach?
I don't know what we're talking about. I'm just going to say, don't do drugs.
All right, we're just going to take him off for a little bit.
Put out a good message.
You're back on, but you can't
call
just
your
say he's on his
call
phone. He's texting his mom right now, I think. So he's been a little out of it, but
it's not his mom.
Wait, what's up?
It's not his mom.
It's not. Oh,
yeah.
No,
those 2 a.m. feels.
Those two. Oh, dang! In this stew, you just feel sad. Just sending little purple pickle emojis and
just exposed me like
bunch
that.
Of peaches.
Yeah. A bunch of peaches and the rain, the raindrop emoji after the peaches.
Stop.
Dang, on the Insta stories, Dang, we really did expose him, though. I'm sorry. On that note, we'll just continue on to some music. Well, thank you for tuning in so far. This is Clefsta. The ad's done. We're not going to play the sponsor anymore. But we are going to play music from one and only, chosen by...
Daddy J,
that is correct. And we're going to be playing a song by, what's it called again? Bohemian Voodoo. So shouts out to that. Thank you to everybody listening so far. It is late. Thank you. Shouts out to Daddy J playing that nice jazzy tunes.
That's right.
You said earlier you were feeling that, right? You were like, oh, I'm feeling. Yeah. We were playing was it Mac 15s by West Side Gun? He's like, oh, I'm feeling more the Japanese jazz, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And we got the Japanese. Oh, we got Fuegs yawning now. Dang, don't be giving up on us now.
It's the jazz.
It's the jazz. Yeah. Oh, it gets to him. It makes
Middleman said
background music.
Oh.
Dang, is that what Middleman said?
Middleman said that, you know, like his music and my music not that different, you know.
Dang, really?
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said that. Yeah.
Dang, I'd be listening to, I sometimes, you know, metal makes me feel okay.
Yeah? I mean, I like the video.
Hey, just can't even listen to metal like that.
Hey, people are ashamed of it nowadays, but, like, I'm still, like, proud of, like, listening to some post-hardcore rock.
I'm so proud.
Some kids bop. Like,
yeah. Some kids. Do you group on that? The Spanish kids bop, right?
Oh, yeah.
Not on that.
Canciones de los niños. You know what I'm saying? Volumen 7. I guess it's... Be playing those hits. Nah, but I have a topic. I've used this before, like I said, in other settings, where I like specifically my pre-O kids, but I think this is rather interesting and I think relatable. I mean, yeah. I don't know, but just quick. So, you know, like, do you guys ever have those dreams that reoccur, like you've had it more than once?
Zombies.
Like a significant amount. Describe those, please. Zombies. Like, they're, you know, it's random. Like, it's gonna be the most random thing. Zombies for you?
I end up dying a lot.
Whoa,
and that's
right.
How I wake up, you know?
Dead?
No.
That's how I wake up?
No, like, I get caught somehow. You know, like, in a game,
okay.
If you get caught, or, like,
respond, right? Or
yeah, like, a show or something. You feel like, oh, whoa.
But do you wake up with a switch, like, like in the movies? Like, when they show them? Like, you just, like, you know, like, yeah. Where you just, like, get up from the bed, you just move.
It's kind of wild.
Yeah?
Hey, I do a pretty good job every single time, though.
Do you have a gun and stuff when you play? Is it playing? Are you just running?
It's not playing. It's, like, more movie-esque. Like, and it's funny because, like...
And what sense? So, like, you grab random things and just, like, hit them in the head with it, or...?
Yeah. Like, okay. Like what you would... Like, a realistic interpretation of what you would...
Like, no M15, like, involved?
No.
Okay.
No. And it's more like... it's weird because... Every single time, you know, like how you have different depictions of zombies, it's always the same. You know, sometimes they're like extremely fast, and I just like end up dying.
How often do you have this dream?
Hey, this music kind of fits the
ominous.
The little ominous. I'm playing Earthbound OST, so official soundtrack.
I have it not too often, but it is very reoccurring, and that's like the only reoccurring, like very like end of the world kind of stuff. But I think that's kind of because it's kind of cool.
Yeah. I get you.
It's like you always have that scenario, like, you know, like everybody always asks, like, you know, what would you do?
What would you do?
You know, actually,
are you prepared?
I've talked about it a lot with other people, and apparently, what you should do, or what we came to a conclusion, is you should actually run to the postal office because they have the old school postal cars that they used to have were like tanks. Like, essentially, like, what the old school, like, what they were made out of was like. Just heavy, like
heavy. What the? What like, was it? I'm confused. What could it be?
Like,
yeah, what for? And what could it be? Like, what is it?
It was just it's like. Think of it like
a metal. Is it like metal?
Yeah, think of it as like a jeep, military jeep.
Oh,
something like that.
Oh,
yeah, because you gotta get something for cover and like.
I guess.
I don't know.
I mean, zombie copalypse or whatever.
Yeah.
But let's move the mic because we haven't had Fuegs with the mic yet. How about you? Any recurring dreams?
No.
None
actually.
None?
Yeah. I don't remember my dreams often.
I'm also on the same boat, but I do have a recurring. But we'll get to that later. We'll go. Do you really not have anything to say? Not even. How about a significant dream? You have to have remembered at least one ever.
My first. It was a lucid dream. So
rarely dreams, but he'd be going deep in it.
Yeah. So I was aware that I was in a dream, and I started. I think I was like the Red Power Ranger.
What? continue. That's funny.
It's a fucking parade. And then I realized I was in a parade, and then my costume started like it turned into like a shirt that I put on like wrong. So. My head was stuck in like the armhole. So I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then I just kind of, I don't know, realized I was dreaming, and I was like, all right, this is kind of weird.
All right, yeah. We'll move to 3-2-3. Any like reoccurring dreams?
Reoccurring dreams. I've had like I have like because I actually like write down since like middle school. I've been like writing down my dreams. Yeah, so it's actually like really sometimes like I can remember my dreams pretty easily and like
because you write them down.
Yeah, and it gets like easier to remember. I feel I don't know.
But how about reoccurring dreams specifically?
I've had like dreams that I've been to before, like places, like spaces.
Okay.
Like there's this one building that's like a cylinder that I've been to multiple times, like in different dreams. And so when I go, I feel like. What is that like feeling called when you like feel like you've been there before?
Deja vu.
Yeah, I get like deja vu in my dream.
You'll learn that when you go to France in the summer.
Deja vu?
Yeah, that's, isn't that French?
Is that a French what? Word? What do you mean?
I don't even
what
know.
What does it mean?
I'm whatever.
You gotta look at me.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you've been to France, isn't it?
I'm French?
Yeah, you are. He's also, yeah, he's an eighth French, exactly. We found this out in DNA. But anyway.
Yeah.
But it's this location specifically? Like yeah, reoccurring like locations?
Spaces,
not
spaces, or like there's like. Certain like it'll be very normal like going out like a mall or something but like the same mall it looks the same
but what does it like, mean
I don't know it's just like its own world
you know,
like,
not, I mean I don't believe dreams mean anything unless you guys really
so
yeah, yeah I think there's you know, random
I've had like lucid dreams yeah. too though before.
I think they
like,
mean something
kind of. I don't know we'll move to middleman any recurring dreams for you I can't see your face but we're hoping you're having a good time
I just have like free falling dreams
you fall like from a plane or just in general like you wake like your consciousness starts like in the middle of the sky
yeah
oh
and then I just like hit the ground and wake up
what like in Minecraft you just like spawn in the air
I don't know I'm just like yeah sure like Minecraft.
Is it that like deep sleep feeling where you feel like you're sinking and, like to the bed or
and then I like scare myself awake yeah
or do you I mean, is there any sort of like calmness with it or are you like scared the whole time
I kind of like the sinking feeling
yeah. I mean like it is like it
feels nice
it's not sinking I'm talking like fast so like
oh it's, okay
it's
like
a
rush.
Buildup of anxiety
yeah it's a rush
Yeah. Homie be getting anxiety attacks at sleep.
Yeah, but we're gonna jump off a plane one day, right, middleman?
Whoa.
I gotta face those fears. Hey, I faced my fears.
I jumped off a mountain, technically.
Damn.
Went on in Tawar.
You went paragliding, right?
That's right.
You went on Tawar?
Yeah, that's right. France. Oui, oui. That's where I found my love of cheese and crackers.
Cheese and crackers.
I learned how to say bonsoir.
What's that?
What's that?
Do you say bonsoir as in like good evening?
Oh,
bonjour.
Oh, okay.
You say bonsoir in the afternoon.
Bonjour is just like good day?
Yes, good day.
Okay.
Bonsoir is like bonsoir. Evening, night, you know?
How do you say baguette?
Croissant.
Baguette.
Croissant.
Croissant. Are you going to finish that croissant? That's like the famous Carl Weezer, All right, but I guess we'll go down to my reoccurring dream just to finish it. We'll go back to some tunes. We've been talking for a minute, but mine's not really like I guess a specific dream, but rather it's a theme. And it doesn't happen anymore. And I don't know why it's stopped. But middle school and early high school. I think I've told a couple of you before, but middle school and early high school, whoever I had a crush on at the time. I would just have dreams of them saying them being like hating me for some reason. It would like the worst. It destroyed my confidence at the time. I was very nerdy too, so I didn't really hope. Yeah, I don't know. It was just. It's not like I can control it. It would just happen. I mean, gladly that doesn't happen anymore, and like I'm okay now. But that would like serious determine to my confidence. It's like your mind messes with you, and you're and I remember them pretty vividly. They're awful.
So when did you think I hated you?
Oh, and on that note, we're going to head back to some tunes. We're going to have specifically Quaz. Lord Quaz is going to be playing. Again, we're having Earthbound OST original soundtrack playing in the background, just random songs. I'm just letting him play. But thank you for tuning in so far. This is Clefsta on 91.5 FM, WFO, Freeform, House Radio.
The Macedon, yo, I hit you off Lacey with my nigga Lord Quaz
in the place, master race MCs coming through like the loneliest monk. Mad lib, drop harmonious funk. I'll leave you sunken like a crackhead's ass. Drop the math on that ass fast, cause if we battle your hope, who will be coming up at last? Place.
I hit you with a slower, fast pace. I'm conceptual mode, new breed, wreck the whole space. We'll take you out, lacerate cause you was blind.
Hey Lord Quas, did you hear the voices that you left behind?
Hey yo, are you the one?
Are you the one?
That took that nigga's life without using a gun.
Sex so wild, I love the profile. Run hard but ain't got no style.
Filthy from the ground on up. When I plan my attack, I doubt that you're ready. Filthy from the ground on up. When I plan my attack, I doubt that you're ready. 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 When I plan my attack, I doubt that you're ready.
Y'all niggas jam like y'all rolling on weight. Your masquerade is hypocritical, y'all heading for fate. Making the rap game look pitiful.
What they doing?
If it was up to me, we would get rid of y'all. Put a lid on all y'all fake ass niggas contradicting.
I didn't say that.
But when I drop my shit, it's like I put my dick in. It's neck kicking. My lip rush through thickin'.
Hey, I got beats for y'all to battle right here.
Now watch the plot thicken. I shut my ears while you render lip service on purpose. You get nervous cause I'm about to serve it.
From the ground on up, when I plan my attack, I doubt that you're ready. Filthy from the ground on up, when I plan my attack, I doubt that you're ready. Filthy from the ground on up, when I plan my attack, I doubt that you're ready. That you're ready. I doubt that you're ready. When I plan my attack, I doubt that you're ready.
And we are back with another weird topic because this is Clefsta. And I like to, you know, this wasn't necessarily the theme, but I like to carry the torch for Periwinkle Sprinkle show I used to visit a lot. That was the first time I got on the radio, and his show was called Periwinkle Sprinkle Show of Shenanigans. So I'm trying to carry that tradition by having my own form of shenanigans. Maybe it's not necessarily like his Periwinkle Sprinkle. You guys know who Periwinkle Sprinkle is, right? You two, right? You guys don't know, but he's a he already graduated. He might come. I mean, at this point, maybe come. He works from home, so he could come during spring break, if anything, for like a day. You could meet him, I guess. I don't know. But my next topic, I also use for my pre-O kids, and it is another deep one to think about. As a kid, or maybe not deep, but deep in your memory. As a kid, what was that one VHS? Or for me, it was VHSs. Maybe for you guys, it was different. Maybe DVDs, or maybe before VHS, or maybe not Blu-rays. I don't know. I had a few group of those. But what was that one you would always play endlessly when you were a kid? Like, I had a couple where, like, I'll just play them nonstop. Not DVDs, but specifically VHSs when I was, like, six. And there's no reason. You know, I think about it now. Something like, yeah, they were pretty bad. Like, those movies or cartoons I would watch. I had easy access to it, and I'd watch it. I was like, yeah, I like it. Let's watch it again. And I just play it. Is there anything similar? Some people, it's like the Rugrats movie, like the VHS, like the orange VHS one. Like I've had that answer a couple times. I didn't have it. My aunt did, in Spanish too, so I'd watch it there. But do we have any of those? Those like movies that, or maybe a show you would watch endlessly as a kid for no reason. You just keep watching. I mean, just anything similar. Because as a kid, you don't think. He's like, I like that thing, so you just absorb your time only with that thing. You know.
As a kid, I was told this, but I don't remember, but apparently I used to watch, for one thing, I had a lot of VHS tapes that were all Disney.
Right, okay.
So I used to watch a lot of Cinderella.
Hey! You love that?
Apparently. Apparently. I don't remember, but I do remember that I would watch a lot of Little Mermaid. Which is really
weird. That goes hard.
If you know me as a person, like, this is not the answer.
The answer I expect for really? A 5-year-old Jesus. Yes.
For a
5-year-old. 4-year-old, 5-year-old Jesus, like, Little Mermaid, Ariel, Ariel. You know, mami, por otra vez.
All of them.
Have you seen them since you don't remember them that well? Have you seen them since then and remember them better? Maybe like when you were 10 or later on.
Yeah. At least, like, I've seen them enough for me.
Do you still like them in any form? Like, any sort of form of nostalgia?
Yeah, no, I think even more so that, like, you can kind of, like, look at The Little Mermaid and be like, oh, this was actually what was going on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the analyzing it, like, in a very, like, different level.
And it's like, oh, like, you can, like, allude to, like, Greek mythology and, like, this, you know, this doesn't mean this, means this. And, like, it's people have so many interpretations of, like, these kinds of movies and what they mean, what Disney was trying to say.
Do you think you're thinking like that when you're watching it? You're like, man, it's deep.
Like, if I watch it now, I could be like, well, Ariel loses her voice, but is that really what she's losing?
Oh.
Oops. No,
drop
not.
The mic, bro.
No, but you can. Any of you can do this. Like, yeah, I'm not saying anything true. Deep, you know. But like, as a 5-year-old, you wouldn't think anything about it. But now, like, you can see things like this, and it's like, whoa, that's crazy.
It's a change of perspective.
That's right. I guess we should pass it on.
Yeah, pass it on to Fuegs. Again, nothing.
I don't have one.
You do you have any memories of when you were before like 10?
Nope.
What? No! You lived in another country for a whole 6 years and you don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember much actually.
At all?
I just have bad memory in general, but yeah.
Oh. Like, there's nothing, like, a show that you can say that you definitely liked as a kid, or like a movie you can say, like, dang, really? Alright, well, we'll just move on to
No
idea.
He watched things in Spanish as well, only. But yeah, 3-2-3, I guess. Do you have?
I don't know. We always had just like Disney Channel, like playing in the back.
You always had Disney Channel?
Like Disney Channel.
You all had
like
Disney Channel money?
Oh, we had cable, I'm sorry, yeah.
Oh. I had cable. We didn't have the Disney Channel package. Yeah. That cost more, another like $40, I think.
Like that.
Man, that's crazy. Yeah.
No TV, though.
I know plenty of homies didn't grow up with cable. I got cable later on, though, when I was like 10, maybe? 9?
Yeah.
Something like that. No, maybe early, because I did watch like early SpongeBob. Or maybe it was SpongeBob reruns, too.
I had cable at my grandma's, not SpongeBob in my house. Good. But then again, I spent all my time at my grandma's.
So you did have like access to it, more or less?
Essentially.
Okay.
I had TV antenna, and since I was close to Mexico, my channels were in Spanish.
You would watch Bob Esponja?
Yeah, I watched all those like Saturday morning cartoons.
Plaza Sesamo? It's a Sesame Street, but in Spanish. It's completely different. They have different characters. It's a Sesame Street in Spanish. I think it was Channel 34. Yeah, Canal 34. Mm. But that's a SoCal thing. Anyway, we'll go on to Middleman. Do you have any of those VHSs, whatever?
So I remember when my great-grandma was still alive, when I used to go to her house a lot, she didn't have cable. So we would watch Cubo.
I know what that is.
I haven't seen it.
That goes hard.
Yeah.
What shows would you watch? Do you remember?
I'm trying to think. I just remember it was.
Wasn't there like Space Penguins or something on Cubo? Yeah, I remember. I liked that show. That
a lot
was
of
awful.
He-Man.
That
was like a block.
A lot He-Man? Of He-Man and Thundercat
He-Man was
for
on
some
there.
Reason.
Yeah, they had those early in the day though. I think like early in the morning, or maybe late at night. I don't even know. It was Cubo. They had a lot of like low budget things. Like these are cheap, so like they had the 80s cartoons like Thundercat and whatever. But for me, I think it's got. I think the blue VHS of Monsters Inc., but it was in Spanish. I watched that one.
That's a good one.
I watched. Oh, I also watched this. Okay, a lot. I remember my cousin passed it down to me, and I just watched it a lot. Who knows how long that VHS like had of use, like per like by like the minute. But I watched this weird shark cartoon. They're like anamorph shark. Like they're half human, half shark.
Sharknado? Wait, yeah, was it a cartoon?
No, no, no,
it
no.
was a cartoon with the girl and like
and
the shark. Were,
and I actually saw it recently. Like
Street Sharks?
Maybe that might be it.
Because I watched some movie.
Street no, Sharks. Not a movie. It was a show.
It was a show, but it also had a movie. It was
like the shark was like dumb kind of.
It was four different sharks.
No. It was meant four. Yeah, there are different colors,
and
right?
Different
colors. There was like a hammerhead, brown. Like a brown shark. Okay, yeah, he's exactly what he's describing. I guess Street Sharks, but I watched like a couple episodes on like a VHS,
yeah,
like a lot.
They loved like hamburgers and shakes.
They were like superheroes, I guess. They were like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but low budget. It was like low, but it was like off brand.
We're talking about
TMNT.
Like
clay, not clay, but like.
No, it was 2D, like hand drawn. Mm-hmm. But I watched it like again when I was like 12 or something, and I hated it. It's like, wow, this is the worst thing in the world. And it's a really bad cartoon. Yeah. I'm a very avid like fan of cartoons, and that one was bad. But anyway, I've been talking for a little too much. We're gonna play one song and then we're gonna do our sign off, and unless someone kicks us out, we might stay for a little bit after, maybe 5 minutes, so I could just play everybody's song. Just yeah, anyway, thank you for tuning in so far. This is Clef's Diamond Cut Trenches, blah blah blah. This is a song chosen by 323.
Can't fall. saved up extra before we ran away from home. We gotta go.
A song by 323, Warm featuring Mia. I had never heard that. That wasn't even in the system, I told them while the music was playing. Like, I have a thing where I you know, I plug in the songs, but this, and usually things like if that had been submitted at any point ever within the last like 15 years or so, I don't know how long this computer system's been here, but if anything's been submitted, it like stays here. So I never had to type much. I just write like the first four letters of like an artist or song, and it pops up. But this one had nothing. So interesting to have Dreas and Mia playing. Why'd you choose that song? What's the motive? We did this with Middleman earlier, so I guess it's fair to do to you.
I don't know. That one sounded like happier. And like happier. The weather was nicer. So I was like, you know, like I think it matches. Because I feel like that song sounds like sunny.
You think it sounds sunny?
Mm-hmm.
And do you think these past few days have been a little more sunny? Is
only
that like the...
today and yesterday.
Only like today
still,
and yesterday?
Still kind of cold. I'm still cold.
It is a little... I mean, you need a hoodie, but at least now you only need a hoodie, kind of, you know? You don't really need a whole... I mean, Middleman has a different system where he wears... in 20 degree weather, he wears nothing but like a windbreaker. Like, it's not very warm. And then his face turns pink, and he's like, nah, I'm fine. And he's shivering, and he's
in the streets of Chicago.
Oh, yeah, he's like, we don't get cold.